Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is God Heard Paul's Prayer and God Granted His Request. Amen. God hears the prayers of the righteous. Does he hear the prayers of the unrighteous? I believe he does, but he doesn't answer sometimes, or maybe he doesn't, he doesn't respond until you ask in faith, maybe. I don't know his rules, but I know one thing. He hears everybody. He can hear your prayer, whether you're a sinner or you're a person that is in the Lord. But in this case, Paul knew God, and God granted his request. In Acts chapter 27, Paul wrote, "We had several days of rough sailing and finally neared the city, but the winds became too strong. So Paul spoke to the ship's officer, 'Sir,' he said, 'I believe there's trouble ahead. If we go on, perhaps shipwreck, loss of cargo, injuries, and death.' That's what Paul told them. But the officers in charge of the prisoners listened more to the ship captain then. Phoenix was a good harbor with only northeast and southeast exposure. Just then, a light wind began blowing from the south, and it looked like a perfect day for the trip. So they pulled up anchor and sailed along close to the shore. But all of a sudden, the weather changed, and heavy wind, like typhoon strength, and they called it a northeaster. It caught the ship and blew it out to sea. What did it blow out to sea? The ship that they were on. They tried at first to face back to the shore, but couldn't, so they gave up and let the ship run before the gale. We finally sailed behind a small island named Clauda, where, with great difficulty, we hoisted aboard the lifeboat. The sailors lowered the topsails and were thus driven before the wind. The next day, the seas grew higher, and the crew began throwing away the cargo, tackle, and anything else they could lay their hands on. But the terrible storm raged many days until all hope was gone. No one had eaten for a long time. But finally, Paul called the crew together and said, 'Men, you should have listened to me in the first place. But cheer up, not one of us will lose our lives. For last night, an angel of my God stood beside me and said, "Don't be afraid, Paul, for you will surely stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God has granted your request and will save the lives of all of those sailing with you. So take courage. It will be just as he said." Isn't God faithful? How many times we pray and we don't really even deserve it. We're probably not even sometimes serving him or even know him. But he cares for us and he watches over us. And when we ask him, he answers. He is not a dead God like an idol. That's a dead God. A Buddha is a dead God. Why? Because that was a person at one time, and they made a statue out of him, and all humans will die. But our God will never die. He was there in the beginning, and he will be there at the end. You can count on him keeping his word, good and bad. If he judges us, we deserve it. But if sometimes he pours grace on us, even though we deserve it, he still watches over us and cares for us and helps us. Praise the Lord. It will be, friends, God hears our prayer and he grants our request. A lot of people don't believe that. And so you know what? They never get an answer. And they don't believe in God. You have to believe in order to receive. That's the rule. He has his rules about praying, about coming before him. He has a lot of rules. But it's all good. And you will be blessed. Psalms 116:1 says, I love the Lord because he hears my prayers and he answers them. He bends down and listens to me. For that reason, I will pray as long as I breathe. Every day we can talk to God. Every day he can hear us. Every day he knows who we are and he knows what our needs are. But he tells, says in the Bible, you have to make your request before God. I know, I remember a man, he had a petition before God, and he said, I never get an answer to my prayer. And he said, I don't know why. I said, well, have you asked God for what it is that you want? He said, why do I have to ask if God knows me? And this man was a Christian, and he knows who I am. He knows I love the Lord. Why he just don't give it to me if he knows what my needs are? Why? He has some rules about praying. The Bible says, ask, seek, and knock. Why would he go against his word? If he said it one way, he meant it. If you have faith, in Mark 11, it says, have faith in God. Whatsoever you ask, we have to ask him, even though he knows what we need. It's his way of the door opening, and he can pour out that blessing that he wants to give you. Friends, I'm so glad that you're here with me today. You're reading the Word of God with me every day. I'm getting so excited. So many people are coming into the faith, into this group, and wanting to know about reading the Word of God and getting something out of God's Word, whatever it is. And I want you to be part of that group. Why God loves you. He wants to communicate with you. You have to communicate with him on his terms, not our terms. And he will be faithful because he is faithful, just as he was faithful with Paul and granted his request. God will grant our request. If we bail petitions out, the rules is you have to ask. And then you have to believe that he is able to give it to you. And then, so he said, well, what about the lotto? I've been praying about that for years. Okay. What about that? That when he's saying he will meet all of our needs, he never said he's going to give us everything that we desire. There's many questions. If you have questions about prayer, text me because I would love to share more with you. Let us pray. If you don't know this Jesus that I'm talking about, pray this prayer with me. Lord, I ask you to come into my life, change my heart, give me a new vision, a new purpose. Lord, I need to know who you are. I want to know who you are. I ask you to come into my life. I ask you to save me from myself. I ask you to give me new purpose. I ask you to change my heart. And Lord, thank you, Father God, that you can come into my heart and you can live with me and sup with me. And God, I believe in your word. I put my trust in you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.